follow the muddy boot prints of a farmer and her friends, Pup, Kitty, and the ducks, 1, 2, 3. From a rainy winter day to lush spring rows of flowers, discover how a family, a farm, and a community of neighbors come together to bring joy to everyday life. As a Christian, a homeschool graduate, and a flower farmer for over 6 years, and as an aunt 26 times over, Catherine noticed something missing, a children's book that featured a flower farm and the incredible wonder that comes from planting a single seed. Created especially for children 2 to 4 years old, this book brings real photographs taken on the farm and invites young readers into a slower, more natural pace of life. Each image is softly finished in watercolor, and every animal in the story truly has lived there. Printed and bound right on the farm, every copy is made by hand and bound with love. To order All in the Flower Fields, visit sunnyhillflowerfarm.com.
Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling.
Hello and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. I am Jordan Sparks, and Becky and Kate are with me this morning to continue talking about spring cleaning. We started this episode last week but ran out of time, so we thought we would finish our list of our deep cleaning things that we do and, yeah, talk about the rest of that. And Becky has an update on Weed Killer, so
I do.
We're all eagerly waiting that she wouldn't tell us before the recording had started, so let us know.
Okay, so last week I said I tried a new Weed Killer, so we talked about how you can use like 30% or higher vinegar, but it's like $30 for 1 gallon, and then you just use that for, at least the one that I was getting was like $30 for the gallon, and then that 1 gallon would do our property, but then if we had a heavy rain, I'm buying another gallon of it, you know, so I was like, maybe there's a more, and it worked great, and it obviously not Roundup or anything toxic, so I did like that, but I tried a homemade solution last week, and it worked really, really well.
Okay.
It didn't work, it worked more slowly than the, you know, high power vinegar, but I feel like cost-wise, it's just a wiser investment, investment. That makes it sound really dramatic, but you know, So what I did was I took a gallon of vinegar, poured it into one of those little pressure sprayers, and you can get those at any home goods store.
Just white vinegar.
White vinegar, not home goods. You can get it at any like home, like Menards.
Home improvement
stores. Yeah, you can get them at Menards.
Home improvement stores.
Improvement stores. Thank you. So you put it in one of those sprayers, pour a gallon of vinegar in, and I just got it from Sam's. And then you pour in a cup of salt and then put in some Blue Dawn is the recipe that I found. I don't know if non-toxic dish soap will do the same, but Blue Dawn seemed a little bit stronger, and I had some I only use for cleaning. So put that in, again, sloosh it around. That was the technical term we used. So you sloosh it around, and then you just spray it all over your weeds and just saturate them and then let them sit. Your kids can run over it. They'll get it on the bottom of their feet, but it won't burn them like the regular vinegar, the other vinegar would. And it worked really well.
How long did it take for you to see the weeds shriveling up?
Well, I sprayed them in the evening, and then I didn't look at them again until the next morning. But by the next morning, they were shriveled.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So it wasn't like...
It didn't take days.
It didn't take days. Yeah. No.
And that other one is like a few hours. I mean, the other vinegar solution is like a few hours, and you can start to see it.
So it worked really well. So
Jared and I were just talking about this on the way here about how the vinegar solution works really good. It works faster than Roundup, but you have to do it more often because it's not treating the soil, which is what you want. You don't want to treat your soil with Roundup, but because you're not, you just have to spray more often because they'll grow back again.
Yeah.
So,
and we're also looking into some other options for ticks because we've already had ticks in our yard this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we've never had ticks before.
Oh, really?
So, no, never had ticks.
It's just a normal part of our life.
So it's been interesting. But we have some treatments we're going to try for that. They're not toxic.
To treat the yard.
To treat the yard for them, too. So, but
I'll update you guys on that another time. But
we always just treat our backyard with a granular flea and tick.
Is it like the cedar stuff? Have you seen those? So like cedar granules?
I'm sure this is toxic. It's just like a granular you put in the grass.
Okay.
But it kills all of the
stuff.
Ticks and fleas in the grass. I guess it lasts for like 4 or 5 months, I think.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Okay. So, yeah. But it's probably not good for you or the soil.
I've seen that. I know that they hate cedar. Mm-hmm. And then there's things like lemongrass that they hate, things like that. So it's an essential oil-based spray that we're going to spray on our yard. It's safe for kids, safe for pets. Not that we have pets in our backyard that should be back there.
How long does it last, though?
It's supposed to last 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
Unless you have, like, super crazy heavy rains.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I think our game plan right now is to spray the yard with that. It also will kill mosquitoes, and we have horrible mosquitoes in our yard. So, because we're decently close to some bodies of water. So, we're going to spray the yard and then do the cedar granules to kind of repel. Because the cedar is supposed to repel them, but it won't. But they just hate it, so they won't come close, I guess. So.
Is it like a mulch, or are they like tiny pieces?
I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm curious. So
I don't know. It looks like just like
pellets or something.
Almost. Oh, okay.
Cool.
We'll see.
That's very cool.
Yeah. You have a lot of ticks.
It feels like you would have a lot of ticks.
We live in the woods, basically, and there's really no way out of that. In Southern Illinois,
mm-hmm. you have ticks
everywhere. So we've thought about chickens, but then you have a big poop problem.
Right.
Just poop everywhere. And so we basically spray ourselves because it's like Lyme disease or I did find this non-toxic spray though that they sell at Walmart, which is probably not the most non-toxic you could get. However, honestly, the like non-toxic solutions do not work for the amount of ticks that we have. So I'm trying that. And so far it's worked. We've gone around the pond on our little walking path and I've not found any on us.
You know what it's called?
Is it Trek?
Yeah, I think it is a truck.
And it seems to work. It's like lemongrass and like some balm and lemon balm maybe and something else.
It also has cedarwood oil in it.
Yes. And it's so it smells nice too. Not like perfume nice, but like not like you're going to kill yourself with the bad stuff.
And that's funny because I just got that same one for our yard. My sister-in-law just found some on her this week. And I was like, we're going to game plan immediately, you know. And so I was looking up all the ingredients and stuff on all the tick things. I'm like, they're all terrible. And then I found the Trek brand and thought, oh, well, we'll try this. It was $10. It wasn't, you know, not terrible.
Not but terrible. It's not.
Some of them are, you know, some of the non-toxic ones are like $30 for more ounces. I'm like, that seems like a lot. But on the reviews, like, it works great, but it smells terrible.
I'm like, really? Lemongrass?
Cedarwood?
I don't feel like that smells bad.
And then I smelled it. I was like, actually, it smells nice. So it's funny that it smells also think that. All the crunchy people are like, ooh, oils. That's so good. No,
it's crunchy.
We always just check for ticks. Like, we ask nightly when everyone takes a shower, there's like, check for ticks, check for ticks. And we're checking here. And it's just a part of our life is to check for ticks because everyone just always has a tick on them.
We do too. But if we walk around the pond in midsummer with nothing on,
you spray it.
Tiny seed ticks, big ticks. Ew. Like you're going to get Lyme within a few years if you don't do something kind of thing. So we've been I'm like, you know what? I even spray our shoes with the toxic stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
yeah. Well, we didn't have that bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, we just have to make a serious
And we
decision.
Could get into why I think they're so bad, but
I have theories too.
This isn't a conspiracy podcast.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's convenient if you want people to not eat meat.
And there's also a Lyme disease vaccine coming out this year. Next year. But anywho.
So ticks need to make a bigger debut for that launch to go ahead.
Right.
Anyway.
On to our next thing.
We're talking about
spring cleaning.
Okay, I'll just keep going through my list. Purge unneeded items, organize drawers, donate toys, and clothing that is no longer needed. And I think I may have mentioned this last time because I was like, this could be your entire month, you know, of things. Or you could designate weeks to some of these things. And just like cleaning out everyone's clothing drawers when you have a lot of kids, this is like a week-long project. If you're going to like, okay, I'm going to change everybody's drawers out. Okay, that's my free time for the next week.
Mm-hmm. I will say one thing that I've started doing, because it was like that for me too. But one thing I've started doing is I keep that trash bag hanging on my laundry room door. And then as soon as somebody's wearing something, I'm like,
we just take it out of rotation.
I just take it out because if they see me pulling a pile of clothing out, they think that they now have to. naked. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're like, these are my favorite clothes. And it's like, you know, mm-hmm. like June was running around in little high water PJ pants. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that can't actually feel good on you.
Yeah.
You know, like that, mm-hmm. I feel like that's pinching in places, mm-hmm. you know. But I just washed them and then just put them in the little donate bag.
Yeah.
And then it, so you can do that gradually too. But yeah, they're seasonally, there's always mm-hmm. a switch that has to happen though.
Or I keep a vet, like a little tiny, whatever it is, a diaper box. I've used a diaper box before. Right now it's a Walmart bag. And anytime I like go through Audrey's closet and we're approaching the next season, I just go through and all the stuff I've kept from the previous like spring, I just go through and put it in the bag. And then when the bag's full, I either put it in the bin or donate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
Or I've also done what you've done, Becky. But just like that way you're not overhauling the whole thing at once.
Mm-hmm.
We do a system where, so my kids' bedrooms, the big kids are downstairs. So they have the majority of their clothes downstairs, but Oak's room is upstairs and I have one dresser that I just keep like everyday play clothes yeah. in there. So that I always have to do overhauls of because it like gets way overfilled yeah. with things and needing to change it out and stuff. So that's always on my list. And then dust or vacuum under beds and couches. Under couches is like the dirtiest place, and under mm-hmm. couch cushions for
with my random toys.
Yeah, I'm like, how, why was this apple
where
core?
The cow went?
Yeah, why was the apple core under here? I don't know. I found out someone cracked an egg in my car yesterday.
What?
Jared was like, "What kind of egg?" I was like, "A chicken
eagle egg."
A chicken egg.
A play egg.
Yeah,
like art, is this?
This was the play Easter egg. I was like, "No, a chicken egg." I just like was backing me out the car, and I was like, "There was like egg." Shell in the cup holder and the yolk and everything hardened into the carpet. And I'm like, how and why? Like, where'd you even get an egg?
Step one,
where did the egg come from?
I wonder if you had gotten them from somebody at church and had set them on the floorboard and a little hand was just like, oh, this looks like.
Yeah. So I had gotten some eggs and some eggs from my mom. So I was bringing some over to her, and someone, as they were getting out of the car, thought, I should crack one.
Yes.
Yeah. As I'm taking it to Meemaw, I should crack one first.
Mm-hmm. Just to check it out.
I want to see what would happen if I crack it in the car.
Can I cook it?
Can I?
Is it going to be hot enough?
That will happen.
I love that word. Mom didn't question that she had 11 eggs. And
I don't know if she even looked.
I don't know.
She probably was like, oh, well,
one of the gray nose.
Got it.
Yeah. Another thing. So my dad is like over the top clean about everything. So a lot of this stuff I've learned from him, like weird things that he does. So you may be like, why would a person do this? But if you're just wanting to get real crazy and real deep in the cleaning, some of this is that. So he shop backs inside the vents and wipes out outside the vents and Lysols inside the vents. So you do this too?
Okay. Well, so I vacuum out our vents. And but we don't have like floor vents, but okay. I, you know, vacuum out the ones on the ceiling and stuff. But when he came over to change, mm-hmm.
did he do that?
He was helping with something else. And then Brandon also happened to be changing our air filter at the same time. And he goes, oh, here, let me show you how to do that.
Yes.
And
let me show you the lighter way.
And of course, I'm like, no, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But
you do.
But sometimes
you do.
And he saw the look on my face and he goes, explain to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so he explained it. And Brandon's like, on it. If Dennis tells Brandon to do something, that is fatherly advice that he just accepts.
Yeah.
Or watch. Like,
I know.
Dennis could tell him anything and Brandon would be like, this is a good plan for doing this. So Dennis was like, you need to get Lysol, do this. And Brandon's like, I'll be right back. Runs up to Dollar General, grabs Lysol, comes home, spray the bed.
I love it.
Didn't miss a beat.
But it actually is, especially if you've had a lot of viruses like everyone mm-hmm. does all winter long, it's just kind of nice to get a nice blow through of Lysol through all of your ducts and it makes you feel better about things.
Yeah.
It makes it smell
better. Add real quick. This is not a yearly maintenance. This is like an every 5 or so, 10 year thing. So last year we had our vents sucked out. And then had the, like, it sprayed with, like, an anti-mold situation because we thought that we had some situation coming from our vents. And the guy was told us, which obviously they have to sell you mm-hmm. on things anyway. But we've talked to a couple of people since and that are in that business. And they've all said that it's recommended to have your vents sucked out at least every 5 to 10 years. And mm-hmm. if you have indoor pets,
mm-hmm.
more than that.
Yeah.
Because everything builds up in like dust. If you have pets, dander does.
we had, like, apparently a mouse got into one of our vents.
Oh, cool.
And so when I opened one of the grates, I was like, oh, a mouse poop in there that we're breathing in. Yeah. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. So, because we live in the country. And so, anyway, but that's one thing that I would never have thought about. And, like, when we moved in, I think if we ever move, that's one of the first things I'm going to have done.
Yeah.
Is just have the vents sucked out.
Yeah. How did he do it?
What kind of truck? It's like this big truck with a giant vacuum on the back. And he brings in this giant hose and it snakes through your house. It takes a couple hours. So you have to be like, you can stay in the house, but you just have to work around. And he hooked it up to our main, was it our, something with the main system, like one of the main vents, or maybe it was like our HVAC system, whatever that's called, the thingy.
Yeah.
And it was super loud for like an hour, but it was very satisfying hearing things go through the vents. And I'm like, I wonder what toy we're losing now.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, that's just something like long-term maintenance for your house that is probably a good thing to do. Is, you know, a little expensive, but I feel like every 10 years, you know, it's worth it. So.
So the next one I have is dusting blinds on your windows. If you have blinds, wiping those down. Wiping down tops of ceiling fan blades and the tops of your trim around the windows and doors and anything up high that might not get dusted very often. Wiping off TVs and behind them. I don't know if you've looked behind your TV in a while, but it's just like a clog of dust usually.
Why is it so dusty?
I don't know. Why is that so dusty? Let's see. Clean inside and outside of trash cans. This is another one that we do every once in a while, just like the trash can inside part out and power wash it or spray it out or whatever.
If you have an older kid, that's a really easy job to hand off to them.
Go take it out and scrub the inside. Jack. Put your entire body inside it.
Yeah, so you just climb in here. But Jack actually, if he enjoys it. He gets to use the hose.
Yeah.
And, you know, just give him like a little, oh, there was a bug on me. Sorry. Big bug was crawling in my hand.
Oh,
and I swatted it. Not stinks. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, it smells like cilantro.
Oh, darn it. Why'd you ruin the intro?
I know. Someone said that the other day, and I was like, it was one of you. Someone said that the other day, that smells like rotten cilantro. I was like,
oh, no.
Don't smell like rotten cilantro.
I have so much cilantro in my garden, I can't eat now.
I think I smell like a stink bug.
Gross. Anyway, sorry, totally off track now.
Well, Jack scrubs your trash can.
But he'll scrub those out for us and enjoys it because he gets to just
use
the hose on the jet setting and things. It's super cool. So it takes about three times as long as it would if I did it.
Right.
But he feels responsible for something and excited about it. So.
And also consider getting a trash can that doesn't have crevices. Like, it's like there's like a little hole there with trash that no one can ever get out unless you had tweezers. And it's like, why do they make them like that? It should be a very simple design with no little holes and crevices. Scrubbing grout and bathrooms. Don't you have a good trick for this? Didn't you have a tool that you used at Liz's?
I do have a tool that I really like. I don't actually have one. She has one that I enjoy using at her house. She has, it's like a handled scrubber.
Mm.
And if you mix, I'm trying to remember what it was now. I think I did a gallon of hot water, like half a teaspoon or a teaspoon of powdered Tide.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was something else that you add in too. And then you scrub it with that. And then you do have to, in order to do that, you need to get one of those like wring out kind of mops. I usually just steam mop, like on a weekly basis, I'm steam mopping. But you have to get one of those like wring out kinds of like cedar mops
so you can like essentially rinse it off
and it takes several passes to do, but it does get your grout really good without being on your hands and knees. If you're okay being on your hands and knees, we don't have tons of tile. We have it in both of our bathrooms and our laundry room, which is like a closet. It's pretty small, so you can actually take bleach toilet bowl cleaner and run it along the grout because it has the nozzle, so you can run it out along the grout, and then you take an old toothbrush, or sometimes I'll buy one that's like a hard bristle kind of brush, and you let that just kind of sit on there for a little while, and then you go through and you just scrub that, and then you do the same thing with a wring out mop, and you just rinse it off essentially. Mm-hmm. Just get a bucket of hot water, mop it, rinse it out kind of situation.
Cool.
But it works really well, and the bleach will kill if you have, you know, just little things festering on there. It won't kill mold, mildew, but you can also spray that with a peroxide, not hydrogen peroxide, but with peroxide. You can spray that and it will kill after, but the bleach will at least take the coloring, like the discoloring and stuff off. And then to kill the root of it, you can use peroxide on it in bathrooms.
Cool. Wash or get a new shower curtain liner.
Yes.
This is this is more than just spring cleaning. I do that more often than that. And then
you can't get some that you can like fabric ones that you can wash. But typically, I usually replace those at least once or twice a year.
They're not expensive.
Because they're not expensive. But anytime you see, like, pink.
Yeah,
it's time. Stuff, that's actually, like, mildew and mold.
Yeah, so it's time.
It's time. That's time.
Spend the $9.99.
The pink is the time, is your sign to be like, oh, we're done. Goodbye. New one.
Goodbye. Wash rugs and pillow covers. So I actually wash my rugs more often than I used to. I've gotten rugs, most of my rugs at this point are washable, so I usually throw those in the washing machine when I'm mopping my floors.
You have a really big rug underneath your...
It is washable.
Your couch.
Yeah.
Can that one fit in your home washer, or is that a laundromat situation?
Laundromat, which is why I haven't washed it yet, but I've considered going to the Cambria Park and walking and throwing it in that...
Yeah.
That... laundromat washing machine right there.
Yeah.
But I've never washed it. So I'm worried that when I wash it, it won't lay as flat.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it might get crumpled. And I've never tried it. Have you ever washed a big rug?
No, I would like, now that we have the laminate flooring down in the living room, I would like to get a large rug.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to get one in like a deep green, like something just really cozy and wonderful. But I'm also nervous about that because we eat downstairs. Like, the kids we'll do like little picnic dinners when we do family movie nights and stuff. And it just makes me nervous that
I have to wash it. It vacuums really great with my stick back.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just like scrubbed stains out of it, spot cleaned it. But you are supposed to be able to just throw it in a washing machine. Okay. But I'm nervous about it.
Well, update us when you do.
It's from Amazon. It's like a Magnolia Home brand. Okay. They're washable ones. It was huge and not very expensive. And then, okay, so next I have flip or rotate mattress. This depends on what kind of mattress you have, but it is good to flip or rotate those every once in a while so you don't get dips where you sleep.
Can you do that with memory foam one? This is our first year having a memory foam mattress.
Yeah, it depends. Like, certain ones are pillow top, and so you can't flip it over, obviously, because it won't have pillow top on the other side.
But
if it's just a memory foam mattress, you can definitely rotate it. Like, put the head to the feet and the feet to the head.
Oh,
that
okay.
That makes a difference, too. So, yeah, just change those around.
If you've never vacuumed your mattress.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you have a little green machine or something that will, do that, too.
And when you're doing all of this cleaning, make sure your windows are... I always turn my windows open. I open my windows, turn my fans on and my exhaust fans on.
Yes,
I'm doing like big stuff like this and lots of dusty things, I always open doors and windows and just get all the stuff moving.
You have a whole house fan, which he has.
That's cool.
Turn that on and they'll kind of...
So bring your air purifiers into the room.
Mm-hmm. Another fun thing to do, well, if you think this is fun, but take your... If you have, like, we have little zip covers on our pillows.
Yeah.
And then we have the pillowcases that slide over. And take your zip covers off, because a lot of times you're changing out pillowcases, but you're not often unzipping that cover. And do a laundry strip on those.
Yeah. Get all the face grease out.
You will be a little disgusted with yourself. But yeah, take those out. Do a laundry strip. I also do a laundry strip on all of our towels and washcloths in the springtime, too. And then set them out on the clothesline.
Yeah, and just let us sun our pillows.
Let them air out for a little bit. But
yeah.
Prepare to be disgusted.
You said that. Cleaning out kitchen drawers, wiping out utensil holders. They're always just full of crumbs. So every once in a while, you've got to take everything out, wipe them out, suck them out with a little hand vac.
I also will periodically just take not that we drink a lot of wine, but we had a built-in wine rack when we moved in. And so we have just wine glasses hanging up all the time, but we don't use them that often. So they get greasy on the from just like cooking and stuff. But so do our kitchen utensils. I have a little milk glass container that has all of our, spoons and stuff in it. Take those out and just top. If you have a dishwasher, put them in your dishwasher. Or if you're washing by hand, obviously washing by hand, but just give those a good rinse over, and then soaking and reconditioning your wooden spoons.
Oh, yeah. And salad bowls.
And salad bowls. Yeah, those, yeah.
Washing curtains. Don't do this often at all. I don't have very many curtains. I have curtains in our room and Oak's room. That's maybe the only curtains I have in my house.
Yeah, other than the ones going into the boys' room.
Yeah, but those aren't like
a door.
Yeah. So taking those out and washing them every once in a while. This is probably gross, but I've washed my curtains in my bedroom one time in 10 years since we've lived there.
Really?
Yes, because they don't get dusty, and I don't want them to wear out. So
yeah,
I don't know why that room just doesn't get dusty, but I washed them one time, and I was like, well, They look the exact same. Touch up paint on walls or magic erasure walls.
They make little pins. I think the brand is called Slob Proof. Mm-hmm. And you can keep a certain amount of paint. Like, it'll hold a little bit of paint in it. And I keep that in our utensil drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes time for, like, spring cleaning or, you know, when you're in the deeps of January and you feel like you need to overhaul your house because you're just in it all the time, I will legitimately just pull out a bucket of paint. Just start repainting walls completely.
Or just touching them up, large sections.
But if you need to just do little touch-ups, those little slot-proof pins are awesome.
Yeah. I also have a, like, drywall repair kit that has, like, some spackle and a edge and sandpaper and, like, the whole kit. So when you have little notches in your wall that are, you know, you'd like to take care of, it's really
good too. Can you buy them in a kit, or did you have to buy all the pieces?
No, I bought them in a kit. I used to just buy spackle, but then it was, like, getting dried out really quickly. So I bought this kit because it's in a squeeze tube, and it's, like, made to just...
If you have a hole about this big,
yay big,
it's about patches. A little bigger than a quarter. Will that work?
Yeah,
it has hypothetically speaking.
If someone happened to run a broomstick into your wall,
maybe, or you know, the leg of a stool, got just like hole punched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it has patches in there that you can put on first, and then you drywall over.
That's happened at all.
Nope. So, I actually did that to our wall.
Oh, I thought you were saying you did that to my house.
it was actually me.
I
would fess up real fast.
No. At our house, whenever we first moved, we built our house, so it was brand new. Okay, everything is pristine when you move into a brand new house. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is perfect. And you're so careful about everything. Well, we almost burned down the house the first week that we were there, because we caught the entire back hedgerow on fire as we were burning our moving boxes. I picked it. The plumbers were still there hooking up all our plumbing. And it was Jared and I, and Ransom was sleeping, praise the Lord, he was two. And the wind just, like, grabbed a box out of the fire and threw it into the brush line and engulfed. And the plumber, like, is working at the sink, and he's like, oh, curse word. And I look out the window, and our whole brush line was on fire. And it's, like, huge fire, our propane tank's right here. And so I go beast mode, and I don't know, it was, like, adrenaline, but I'm carrying 2 5-gallon buckets of water.
Because
our house, we don't have a long enough hose. We just moved in. We don't have, like, lots and lots of hoses to reach back there. But it was, the hose would not reach far enough. So I'm carrying 2 5-gallon buckets of water out and just, like, trying. Jared's out there, like, with a rake, trying to rake and stomp. And I'm, like, there's a little barbed wire fence, and I have my hair in a top knot, and it's, like, getting stuck. It was very dramatic.
Oh,
but we got it put out. But the fire department did also come. So anyways, that happened. But also, we did not
put out a whole hedgerow with 2 5-gallon buckets.
Just over and over. Trips. 5-gallon buckets. 5-gallon buckets. But also, we were trying to move our bed, and we had just stained, and it was dry, the floor. We stained the floor. It was dry, but it was still, like, I don't know, some kind of suction was happening. And Jared was trying to move our bed and, like, could not get it to move for the life of him. So he gets up with his back against the wall and his feet like this, and just tries to push and moves the bed none, but completely dents the drywall. Like, what is happening to us?
What did it take?
We
to
don't deserve to have this. I don't know. I don't know what ended up happening. It was
the house was like, fine, I'll have your bed.
Yeah, fine.
You dented the drywall, just take the bed.
Yeah.
You can move it now.
I don't know what ended up happening or how we released it, but it somehow, like,
the house gave it
would not move. It will go here, you know, and I'm like, let's try it over there. And he's like killing himself.
In the drywall.
Yeah, fighting over it.
You guys got him rubbed.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. It was a crazy move-in experience. Yeah. Okay, so next is clean out your drains and use a drain snake to remove all your hair. Kate and I had a funny conversation before Academy today about funny places we found our hair. But anyways, we have me has long hair, and Proudy has long hair also. So there's lots
of hair. If you're a woman, it doesn't matter what size, like how long your hair is. It's going in underwear.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Is always in his socks, between his toes. He's always like, your hair. So anyways, cleaning out your drains with a snake. I put drain snack on accident. Drain snack.
Don't recommend that.
Drain hair sandwich. So you should always do that periodically. I know when it's time, so I'm like, huh, not draining very well. Probably my hair. So that's important to do. Cleaning out your fridge and freezers. also a big job, but like I like to take everything out of my freezer periodically and suck it all out because there's always crumbs and M&Ms because my family likes to freeze their chocolate items. Yeah, they're gross. I don't like to do that.
You don't?
No, frozen chocolate is not good. I don't understand why people want to hurt their teeth.
It takes longer to eat it.
So yeah, you just want to suck on it.
And also, my kids never look in the freezer for chocolate.
Oh. See, but I do because they know their dad hides M&Ms. Anytime someone gets an M&M, it goes in the freezer because he's like, I want to eat that cold later. So cleaning all that out is important. Scrub your Berkey filters if you have a Berkey or water filter of any kind that requires maintenance. Yeah.
Funny story. You asked me a little while ago how often I have to fill up my Berkey filter. And I'm like, I don't know, like 3 times a day. And you're like, there's no way you go through that much.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but it just, you have to keep it topped off or it won't, you just never have enough water.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, why? I don't get it.
We figured out why.
Mm-hmm.
I just so happened to clean out our Berkey filter because it, you need to scrub that out. Mm-hmm. It was time. So I, you know, drained everything.
And suddenly it started filtering.
Well, I had the hardest time getting our filters off because Brandon's the one that assembled it.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted them to be on there real good.
Yeah.
Well, he's a strong guy and like muscled them on.
Uh-huh.
And I had a really hard time getting them off. And then, of course, I am not as strong as him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the one reattaching the filters. And all of a sudden, our water's like, we've always got water. It's great. We had my in-laws were in.
Don't have to fill it 3 times a day.
No, I had to fill it up once a day. And I was like, mm-hmm. And then he goes, I bet I just threw them on too hard.
Yeah, they were like,
I just threw them on too tight.
And it, somehow,
it was just like, it just took a while for the water to be able to filter out.
Yeah.
But when I did it, it was fine.
Like a normal human would screw it on.
Like a normal person would do it. Not like Brandon would do it. And so, but just don't screw your filters on too tight and then it'll filter out quite nicely.
Yeah. This one is for the McNeely family. Check your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and replace the batteries.
Funny story. Jordan can't handle little noises.
No.
Not that she can't handle.
No, I can't.
She pays attention to them.
I hear
way more than I do. Yeah. I hear them, but I'm just like, it's okay. Big deal. It doesn't stress me out.
This Jordan beeping every minute of my life doesn't bother me. I could just live like normal.
Jordan, if you were ever, heaven forbid, like, you know, prisoner of war or something, and they had to figure out how to get in for me.
All you have to do is put a loud watch on my wrist. I can't live life.
We were hanging out in the backyard. We were having a play date, and I'm not even paying attention to the sound. And she just, you can tell, like, your eyes are just twitching.
I can't
be
comfortable.
And you're like, what is that sound? And it's like, what sound? I'm like, what are you
saying? Like, there's a smoke detector out here in the outdoors.
That's in my garage. That like the batteries are bad. I need to replace those batteries.
Okay, go ahead.
You were like, you need to change. I was like, okay, I'll do that. Well, then
And then months later,
because I'm not in my garage. Our garage is detached.
But they're outside all the time. I'm like, I'm leaning into the phone so you guys feel my urgency on this. They're outside all the time.
We are. We spend hours outside in our backyard all the time. But
I'm listening to a beep.
But I don't hear it.
I don't even be immune. You're immune
to it. Jordan comes over months later and you're like, oh my gosh.
It's still beeping.
Have you not done this?
I think the next thing was I saw it. You did a video on your Instagram and I heard the beeping in the background of the video. And I'm like, Becky, you still haven't replaced it. And then I went over. And I think the day I was watching your kids, I finally just took it down and put it on your kitchen counter. And I was like, do something about this.
It wasn't out of sight anymore.
Yeah.
It was on my kitchen counter. I was like, oh, I need to get an iPhone battery.
Yeah. But I did it finally.
I did. So, moral of the story,
don't leave batteries
in stock.
Mm-hmm.
I always keep AA and AAA, but I don't always keep 9-volt. But I do.
I always keep 9-volt because ours are hardwired into our system. So you can't just take a battery out. And like if it starts beeping in the middle of the night, you couldn't just like take a battery out till morning. You have to replace it to make the beeping stop. And it has happened to us multiple times in the middle of the night that it starts beeping. And so we have to get up. One time, Jared had to go to Walmart in the middle of the night because a smoke detector started beeping in the house and everyone's trying to sleep. So
not good.
Anyways, we always have one hand.
And Walmart's not open in the middle of the night now.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2020 shut that down.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best, though.
I know.
Nothing good really happens after 10 p.m. at Walmart. So
probably not.
You know. Just keep your batteries stocked.
Yeah, just, you know, have the important things on hand. Deep clean your kitchen tools. Kate, didn't you do this over the weekend? Didn't you say you were deep cleaning your kitchen stuff? Yep. This inspired you. The episode recording has inspired me.
Well, we also just got a new stove. And so I really want to keep it. I shattered the glass stove top on the other one. It was so sad.
How did that happen?
Oh, I had a glass olive oil bottle and all my like oils and cooking things are right above the stove. And I knocked it.
Bummer.
Yeah. It was a big bummer. I was sad. Mm-hmm. But the stove was also really old. Like they didn't. Not really old, but it was definitely like 10 to 15 years old.
So you felt
which for an appliance these days is that's elderly. Really,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they don't make them like they used to. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I cooked on two burners all winter, which I got used to. But now I have four.
It's amazing.
So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very fun. Anyway, I wanted to, we don't have a microwave because I'm too crunchy. And so we have a toaster oven.
Yeah.
And I love it, but it gets like grimy for some reason. Like it grimier than a microwave for some reason. I don't know. But anyway, I had to clean that and that took forever. And sorry, I just launched Ollie's spit at you from his teether.
It's okay.
But yeah, I did that. And then I didn't get to the fridge, which irked me to no end. But we had to go to the zoo. So we had a really fun time and I put the fridge out of my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fridge is a day problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our internet guy is coming today to put in some fiber optic.
Futiva.
Yeah. No, it's like some Verizon, something or other. Anyway.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that while he's there.
Perfect.
Just be like,
if you need deep in my fridge and to scrub out a toaster oven or an oven using Dawn, and you can use like a stainless steel scrubber, works really well.
Why don't you just
the aluminum foil trick?
I will.
The
aluminum foil trick worked really well.
It did not work on mine.
I really
thought about that.
It worked on mine.
But I
scrubbing it with a wadded up piece of aluminum.
I used steel wool and it worked great.
Okay.
But I tried the aluminum foil and it didn't do anything.
I can't remember what I used. I think it was like a baking soda paste.
Okay.
With it, if I remember right. I don't know. I don't remember. Okay. And the last thing I have is scrubbing pots and pans with a soft scrub or like Bon-Ami or something like that. Mm-hmm. I have Bon-Ami and my mother-in-law swears by Barkeeper's Friend and I'm sure it probably does work better. But I don't have that. I have Bon-Ami and I just don't do it very often. Mm-hmm. All my pots and pans look really bad, but I don't care because I cook so often. I'm like, it's just going to re-look like that tomorrow. Right. So I have a hard time convincing myself to do that job, but it would be fun for all of them to look brand new for a second.
Mm-hmm. If you have copper bottomed
pans,
you can use baking soda and lemon juice and make a paste.
Yeah.
And then just let it sit on there for a while, letting it, kind of crusty. And then you take a stainless steel or steel wool scrubber and scrub it off and it comes off really well.
Yeah.
I do that on our brass. We light candles at dinner every night and we have little brass candle holders. But they always get kind of, tarnished and stuff. And you can use that to.
Oh, cool. Shine them up.
Shine them up too.
Yeah. Do you know what would polish silver?
Silver, I think, is a little more finicky. You can do some DIY stuff, but there's a silver cleaner.
Yeah.
I don't have very much silver, but my grandma did growing up, and she, swore by this certain silver cleaner. And actually, what I've found is it does work really well.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
But I wouldn't use it for, like, silverware.
Yeah.
That's if you're eating on it.
No, I have a really beautiful platter that I got at the pantry. That's silver, but it's really tarnished. I was like, oh, that'd be really pretty if I polished it.
Yeah, it comes in, like, a little tub, and it has, like, blue and yellow writing on it, but I couldn't tell you the brand.
Okay.
But I've used that for silver, and it works really well.
Yeah. That's really all I have. I went over the outside stuff before, so that's kind of all I have. Do you guys have anything else for spring cleaning or deep cleaning?
Oh, I do have one thing, like taking the heads off of your shower.
Running
like vinegar and soaking vinegar. I don't know what it is about our water. We're on Rin Lake. Mm-hmm. Like it goes through a different district first or after. But then it seems like every couple of years they get a little clogged and we have to take the heads off.
And it's really the same for like your faucet.
Yeah.
Too. Like you should undo your faucet.
Yes. So anyway.
Just like your sink, I mean.
Yeah.
Like your
sink.
Cool. All right. Well, that's spring cleaning. Hope this is inspiring to you like it has been to us. And if you have really awesome tips and tricks that we didn't mention, please comment on this episode on Instagram and let us know. So thank you for listening.